Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 4th, 2025. Right now, being joined by our friends from UW Extension, Human Development and Relationships Educator Ben Eberlein with us right now. Ben, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for the warm welcome.
I appreciate you being here. Always good hanging out with you and talking to you. And real quick, before we dive into things, how are you doing over at Extension? Getting more comfortable over there? Things going good?
It's like a family. It's so wonderful, really.
Good, good. Really good to hear, man. Very good to hear. And really a great topic that you sent over this morning that I was looking forward to diving into with you. Got a ton of hard questions for you. No, I do really think that it's an interesting topic, though, Ben, and especially this month in particular.
Thank you. Yeah. So the topic we're talking about is college savings. So and why this month in particular is, for anyone who doesn't know, September is college savings month. So for September, Extension's partnering with the State of Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions to celebrate college savings month.
When it comes to saving for college, it's something that we hear about from a young age, but I don't know that there's a ton of direction after that. We oftentimes hear, hey, it's important to save for school. Hey, it's important to save for college and some of that. But there is not really a follow-up to that of how to do it. It's mostly just, and granted, some of that is because not everybody's parents, you know, had a lot of financial awareness or education or understanding of that. Not every family necessarily had funds to be able to even save. Right. Some of that. I think there's also some of a little bit of a dropping of the ball on society with this one, where we kind of start the conversation, but we don't wrap up the conversation or give the information. We've gotten much better about this as we've gone on. And this kind of topic is, I think, that much more important because of it, to make this stuff more common knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. And you nailed it. I mean, all of those points. And it's not like there's one, like, hey, I'm here to buy my college savings. Like, right. That doesn't exist. There's how many different options for financial products and you know, from a basic savings account to, you know, IRAs and the 529 college savings plans we're going to talk about and the stock market, all these other ways to invest. So, yeah, it's hard.
One other thing we'll get to, too, and I don't mean to jump the gun here, but I'm excited to get into, because I think when we think about saving for college, what did we all do? Immediately thought of younger people. Yep. But there's also, you know, those of us getting an education later in life or going back to school or just because you want to take some classes at Mid-State or something like that. So that's another part of this, too, that I don't think we think about. And I know I don't think about nearly enough, even though I literally am doing it at times. So, yeah, it's a great another part of this.
Yeah, it's a great perspective because another, and we're going to get into some of the details of EdVest, but a lot of folks don't realize because, I mean, I think most people these days probably have student loans of some kind. EdVest accounts are super flexible. So even if, let's say, you don't use your entire account balance to pay off or on your student loans or whatever. I'm rambling now, but so it's a cool thing where it's not locked in as at a young age. You don't have to start this at, you know, if you're for a child, it's a baby or something. If you open an account for yourself and you have student loans, you can use the benefits of the account and save some money while you're paying off those loans too.
Can we, I think a good place maybe to start is right where you were touching on there, the Wisconsin EdVest, what that is.
Thank you. Yeah. For folks who aren't aware, EdVest or, you know, the EdVest 529 college savings plans, essentially it's just, it's a college savings plan that was created by the state of Wisconsin, it's administered by the state and, it's actually managed by TIAA-CREF. So I don't know if, you know, people might have heard of that, but it's a tuition financing company. They've been around for over 100 years. So. But I mean, to answer your question of what is a 529 college savings account or plan, it's a direct sold college savings plan. That means it's sold to you directly by the state of Wisconsin. There's not a middleman or a financial advisor, you know, that's managing that for you and taking a cut or charging fees for things along the way. So that's one of the biggest benefits of it is you're not paying a bunch of extra fees and things. You're investing straight through the state.
This does not come with any you know, finger pointing or anything to it, but this feels like one of those ones should be really common knowledge. Like this program exists, that this is around, that our state has created something like this. One, a credit to the state, a credit to this happening and existing. But in this day and age, especially in 2025, this is necessary. This is it's an important part of. We want more and more kids going to school. We want more and more kids educated. There is no downside to kids having more education. What the downside happens is when the debt comes in. Or when you have something you're really good at, maybe, but you can't make a career out of it because you're worried about your student debt. And so you're shifting your major and you're going into something else because you think you can make money at it or something. More times than not, that does not work out for individuals. That doesn't always happen that way. Industries change. The times change and stuff. And you went to school for this, and all of a sudden, by the time you graduate, it's not even a thing anymore or something. The idea of being able to follow your passions and what your gut is telling you, your instincts are, this program, I think, carries this with it. I think that people are more likely to be able to do that with this program. And although I haven't done a whole lot of digging on it, the bit that I could this morning, we're seeing the dividends of that. We're seeing industries that may not have had a lot of people in it because, oh, I don't know that I can make a ton of money nursing. But now we're seeing more nurses. We're seeing more of that industry. It wasn't that long ago, and still an industry that we could use more nurses in. We could use more nurses, certainly. But that has gotten a lot better, in part because of programs like this.
Well, and to your point, too, I mean, obviously, college has gotten very cost prohibitive over the years, but it's also become required for, a basic degree or a two-year, and I mean, some basic level of higher education is essentially required for almost, every job you're looking at in apart from very entry-level stuff. So yeah, at the same time, with it being so expensive, it's tough to reconcile that, especially if you're coming from a family or, a background that doesn't have the means, to save a ton, or doesn't have the financial knowledge to invest in, all the right places at the right times. So, and the research shows it's not even necessary. You don't have to have college paid for by the time you're going. Even having less than $500, a little bit, is hugely significant in the chances that a child's going to pursue higher education.
One thing that I came across in your notes and in the article that I was reading about this is that fine point you make right there about it, the amount you're saving and putting away, whether it's $500, $5, it adds up. It really does make a difference. I think that's really helpful for families to hear. You may think, well, $5 isn't going to go anywhere. $5 isn't going to help. With a program like this, it sure does. And it really can make a difference. And not every family, certainly, and I don't make light of that at all. I come from a family like this, but a lot of families can afford $5. Certainly can't afford 100 or 50, but a lot of families can do that $5. And that is an investment. Now, there's a lot of names for this program. They all are apt. They all fit. But I do think one thing to keep in mind, much like I've brought up with you many times over in your old job, when you are making a donation, that's an investment. This is an investment. Correct. This is, there's a lot of different names you can give it, but at the end of the day, this is an investment in your child or your future. Your future self will be thankful for it. Your future happiness, mental health, all those things, along with, of course, your economic place in this world and everything. There's a lot of advantages to it. And it really doesn't have to start with a $500 bill. It can start with a $5. It can start really small.
Exactly. And if you're telling me $5 isn't, why am I making coffee at home?
Right. It's a great point. Great point. One other thing that I wanted to bring up, you bring up, I'm sorry, Ben, in the notes here that you sent over, there's never a bad time to jump in on this. I think, like we do as parents, every good parent I know beats themselves up, and I wish they didn't, but we all do it. We don't focus on the positive things we do. I got late on this. I should have been saving for my kid a college fund when they were in first grade. You're not alone. Lots of parents have done it that way, where you may have jumped in on this quote unquote late. If there's never a bad time to do this, then there's never a late time to do this.
Exactly. And just so people don't feel like they're the only one in that, the majority of people don't start saving.
Absolutely.
Even looking at folks who have an Invest account, who are investing, most of them don't even start until, age three, you know, when that kid is starting to go into, you know, pre-K or 4K, you know, they start to think, oh my goodness, you know, education becomes something that's in, on the forefront. And so that's when they start thinking about, you know, later on too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so much going on when a baby's born. It's like, you know, that's the last thing on your mind, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You're worried about, you think you know how to change a diaper, and then it's go time. And the baby's moving, and yeah, yeah.
So there's
that, just that. Yeah, me too, man. I had flashbacks right away to it. So just that alone, let alone all the other things. Now, while there is any time is a good time to start saving, this month in particular is a really, really good time for families out there to open an account and do this, because they've got a nice deal going on with this right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, just as an extra incentive, as a way to really make sure people are aware of this amazing opportunity to save for education, EdVest does have a $50 bonus that you can qualify for. So if you open a new EdVest account between Monday, September 8th and September 26th, so you get a few weeks, you open an account within that time frame, and you have to use the promo code CSM25. You make an initial deposit of $50, and then if you set up recurring contributions of $30 or more for six consecutive months, then you'll get that $50 bonus in April, you know, that 6 months out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting us know about that, Ben. And we'll give you the website you can go to and more information before we wrap up today with Ben, who we're speaking with from, of course, our friends at UW-Madison Division of Extension Wood County. Ben, just a couple of other things I wanted to touch on. We were kind of talking about this already with the idea of that, no, it doesn't, you know, necessarily matter how much the amount you're saving. And the positives to that and the impact that can make. But there's other ends of that too, and even with this program in general. And it's something I was touching on earlier, savings for post-secondary education. For those that may not be clear about what a post-secondary education is, just touching on that a little bit and how this can benefit it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's one of the beauties, too, of EdVest accounts is how flexible they are. So they can be used for a ton of different things. So, like I said, post-secondary education, what is that? So if it's a four-year college, if it's a two-year, if it's some sort of degree or a certificate or some kind of educational training, those qualify among mm-hmm. a bunch of other things involved in that higher education. So not only tuition, but I mean room and board, those kind of related expenses, fees, books, supplies, computers, and anything really that is a direct cost or expense of that education.
I couldn't get over that list. Ben's not kidding. I mean, literally anything you could think of involving education.
Yeah, and I think that's a really nice thing too. And let's say you do your due diligence and you're saving for your child, or maybe it's your grandchild, your niece, nephew, whoever it is, that's the beneficiary of the account. And they're an amazing student. They get scholarships, right? And then they don't actually need this money. Well, it can still be used. You can still get all the benefits and can be rolled over into, you know, IRA accounts. And otherwise, I mean, it can be transferred to another individual. There's tons of ways that you can still capitalize on the money that's been invested, that's been, you know, saved, and take advantage of the other, like the tax savings and things.
I've got nephews. I've got, my own kids that are a little older and out of school, but may want to go back and get some education, especially my son. He loves doing those things. But I've got, grandkid, and yeah. I might have more and stuff. And when I think about them, this is going to pop up in my head right away. I cannot stress enough how important this program can be for people and what a game changer it can be for families. I think it's really cool to hear about and to talk about, and I encourage others to spread the word about it. And certainly if you want to know more about this, you can reach out to Ben. I encourage you to do that. Ben, is that a good way to find out more about this program and to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Please do. Yeah. Feel free to give me a call over at UW Extension. Send me an email at ben.eberline. I'm not going to have a spelling test on that. ben.eberline@wisc.edu. And you can get my information also, from James here. So
yeah, definitely. Reach out to me anytime if you need to. You can also go to extension.wisc.edu. You'll find Ben and the great team over there at UW all were there in their comment. people section. See, now I'm rambling. You can get on over to extension.wisc.edu to find out more about that. I just got really excited about this program. I have to be really honest. Edvest.com is where you can find out more about that great program as well. Edvest.com. Encourage you to do that. And really appreciate you covering this topic today, Ben. Great stuff.
Thanks for helping spread the word.
Appreciate you. We'll talk soon. And say hi to everybody over at UW for me. Say hi to everybody over there. We will thank you for joining us, of course, and appreciate you being here for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.